I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The polls have just closed in two more states now, North Carolina and Arkansas. They're just the latest places where voters are finished casting their ballots on this election day. Definitely, it's too early to tell what the outcome of the presidential race will be, but some results are starting to emerge in the form of projections. Here in the studio with me now is The World's Matthew Bell. What's the very latest, Matthew?
Yeah, the results are have sort of gone from a trickle to they're pouring in now, and a number of states being projected for John McCain, including Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma. For Barack Obama, states being projected for him: Maryland, Connecticut, Maine, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. And here are the two most interesting ones: New Hampshire. Not a lot of electoral votes, but a place that John McCain worked hard to win. Has significant symbolic value for McCain. That's projected for Obama. And then an even bigger one, Pennsylvania, being projected for Obama. It's a place that even McCain campaign folks have said that they need to win Pennsylvania to win the election.
Okay, lots of projections so far now, and looking forward to more. But one thing that we focused on a lot through our own coverage and through your coverage, Matthew, has been the Latino vote and its influence in certain states such as Florida and Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona. They all have significant Hispanic voting populations. And then there's Nevada. You were there just a couple of weeks ago.
Right. It's another state that was projected to be close. It's got a large Hispanic population, 12% of eligible voters there. It'll be very interesting. Lots of eyes now on the exit polls and the data, the results coming in from those states. One person watching exit polling right now, very closely, we've got on the line is Arturo Vargas. He's the executive director of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. Arturo, I'm interested to hear about what you're seeing in terms of exit polling.
Well, there really is only one exit poll that we've been able to see so far that shows an indication of how Latino voters are breaking out in this election, and that's Florida. It appears that Latinos are 13% of the statewide vote. That is up from about 11% of all Floridian voters in 2004. And it appears that they are favoring Barack Obama or John McCain, which is very significant, given that the Florida Hispanic vote has traditionally been one that the Republican Party can rely upon. So this may be an early indication of what's to come later on this evening.
Arturo, we have heard that your organization is operating a voter hotline, and I wonder if you can tell us if that's providing any insight into who is voting, who they're voting for, and why.
Actually, our bilingual national toll-free hotline is a resource for people so that they can identify where their polling location is and to report any problems in voting. It's not one where we're in any way suggesting to folks who to vote for or how to vote, but rather providing them with the information so that they can actually get to the polls themselves and report any problems.
And have they been reporting any problems today?
Well, it seems that the most prominent issue has been those with new voters, which appears to be a significant portion of Latinos going to the polls today. These are people who have naturalized, who have become citizens. You know, just keep in mind that in 2007, 1.4 million legal permanent residents apply to become U.S. citizens. About a million people have become citizens since then, certainly the largest share of them being Latino origin immigrants, so new voters, new citizens who are voting for the first time, also young people voting for the first time. So many of these people are unfamiliar with the voting process in this country. They may be unfamiliar with whether it's a paper ballot or whether it's a punch ballot or whether it's an electronic ballot. So many people have questions about that, and that may be one of the reasons why we're seeing very long lines in Latino precincts around the country.
One quick question for you, Arturo, before we let you go. We got about 60 seconds, but there was a Zogby poll that came out today showing that 78% of the Latino voters, likely voters, polled were going for Obama. Any big surprises there? That number seems really high.
Well, we'll see ultimately what happens in today's election's results. But one of the things we do know is that Latinos have been following this election very closely. Upwards of 90% of likely voters saying that they will vote in this election. We also know that the whole tenor of the immigration debate has been a driving force for the Latino electorate. Many Latino voters are very upset about the way immigrants have been treated and discussed in campaigns. Certainly it wasn't a topic in the general election, but it was very much a topic in the primaries, both on the Republican and Democratic side, and Latino voters have not forgotten that. So one of the things for folks to keep in mind, whoever wins this election, it appears that Latino support will be key to that. But ultimately, Latino voters have considered the economy as a top issue, much like the rest of America.
All right, we're going to let it go.
Lots of Latino voters hurting in this economic situation.
Arturo, thank you very much. Arturo Vargas, the executive director of NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, speaking to us live from Los Angeles. The role's Matthew Bell as well. Thank you very much, Matthew.
All right, good to talk with you.